Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
RPN is not responsible for the views, actions, statements, or opinions of its guests, advertisers, or even its viewers. The information contained in this program is not to be confused with medical or legal advice. An appearance on this platform is not necessarily an endorsement, but as always, we encourage you to do your own research. Enjoy the show.
Boom.
Good afternoon, Patriots, and welcome back to another episode of Occam's Razor. I hope you guys are having a lovely day. Several new developments in the story of the Nashville trans shooter. I think actually it's less about them being trans and more about them being mentally ill. But we've got to parse it within the language that they've given us. We've got body camera footage of the moment the shooter was allegedly gunned down. I've already got people telling me it's fake. We're going to watch it together, and I want to know what you think. I'm not interested in telling you what to think or anybody else telling me what I think. Thank you for being here with us today. Don't forget to like the video on your way in. Don't forget to share this video on your favorite social media platform. Big ups to my family over there on the foxhole. Patriot of Five says, I love that you referenced Bebe's kids. It won't be the first, and it certainly will not be the last. Do me a favor, sit back, relax, grab your popcorn, and we're going to be right back after this. Now, we are going to discuss the finer points of this tragedy in Nashville, Tennessee yesterday. Now, a tragedy because it's been reported across the nation that we have this shooter. A tragedy because the liberal left are jumping on it as an opportunity to try to take away our guns. A tragedy because it highlights the insanity of the left and their desire to sexualize children and change their identities from the ones that we were born with. It's a tragedy on so many levels, and certainly a tragedy for the children who died. Now, maybe you're one of those people who don't think that any children died. To me, this is a non-argument, because unless you actually know the people, unless you have personal experience and knowledge of what happened there, then we'll never truly know. There is so much in the world that we'll never truly know. But the impression that children lost their lives, that's tragic in and of itself, and it's damaging to the psyche of America. So either those kids died, and they're no longer here, and they're not going to have the chance to grow up and be fully functioning adults, or those kids were never alive, and they were killed in some sort of a false flag event that was designed to just captivate the nation and turn people's attention away. Personally, it seems more likely to me that a crazed mental patient who has been brainwashed by the libtard logic of the left went into that school, gun down those kids and those teachers because they were upset that they were forced to go to a Christian school and that they weren't self-actualized early enough with gender-affirming care. That at least appears to be the motive that is being given by the police. But before we get into that, let's go ahead and watch that clip from Baby's Kids.
Relax. Straight jack.
Let me up out of here, baby. Vegas at last. Now, this is my kind of town. 4-1 for the Pope one. 6-8 running mates. Boxcars don't stretch me out now. Las Vegas in effect, baby.
Pee-wee.
Pee-wee, what you doing? What's that in your hand? Pee-wee. Pee-wee, put it down.
I thought he was going to say, we don't die, we multiply. That's the whole reason I played it. But apparently, here we go. We've got, it's an 8-minute clip. I'm not going to get into that. Anyways, I just thought it was funny because I said that the other day. Now, somebody in the chat pointed out something very interesting, that we now have had apparently 3 trans shooters. Now, to me, this is the narrative that we should be running with. Once again, the logic of the left that you can change your gender and that many children are born into the wrong bodies and therefore should be given gender-affirming care very early on, allowed to dress in the clothing of the opposite sex, given puberty blockers and then the hormones of the opposite sex. I believe that this line of reasoning is highly damaging to society, and we are beginning to see it kind of start to play itself out. The first children of this gender affirmation experiment are now becoming adults. And what do we have transpiring in America? Well, we have mass chaos is what we have transpiring. And now we have apparently these people who identify as trans and have gotten everything they wanted except for maybe someone at McDonald's calling them ma'am or sir. And so they go into a school and they shoot people up. You know, we've got the Nashville shooting from yesterday. There was the subject in Colorado who was billed as a hate crime until it came out that they were gender neutral and identified as they, them, and then everybody shut up about it. And then you have, of course, the situation that took place in Uvalde. Now, this in Uvalde is a little bit different because it was initially reported that this person, Salvador Ramos, was trans. But there was a whole bunch of competing information that came out. And it looks like a lot of the pictures that were shared claiming to be Salvador Ramos were not trans. So we don't really know about this one. But I will give you. I will give you Nashville and I will give you Colorado. And of course, the left is going to deny any aspect of the story that way. And they're only going to latch onto the fact that there was a gun and that somebody died. Now, it is arguable. It is arguable whether or not those people would have ever grown up to commit mass acts of violence were it not for the presence of their lifetime liberal brainwashing that they were subjected to at a very young age. Now, the person in Colorado Springs, I think that guy in Colorado Springs, he was upset because he apparently was like rejected by the LGBT community. You know, they didn't want anything to do with him. They weren't attracted to his non-binary nature. So he took it out on the club in the midst of their celebration. I don't remember the day. But now when it comes to Audrey Hale, it's being alleged that she was upset about her Christian education that she was provided at a very young age, and therefore she had this plan that she was going to go in and she was going to murder all these children and murder all these parents. We've got the body camera footage, and I want to watch this together because somebody on Truth Social was like, oh, you're the Mockingbird media now because you're just going to say the official narrative. Like, you haven't heard me say anything yet, Jack, okay? You know, I don't need you telling me what I think or what I believe. You know, this is what I want to do. I want to watch this video with the audience. I want to get your thoughts on it. And then I want to break down what it was that we saw together because that's what I do. Janice, 6966. I was listening to the Mayorkas hearing, but Mazzy Hirono is up and I had to step off. Yeah, step off, Mazzy Hirono. Thank you very much for being here, Janice. And do me a favor, don't forget to hit that like button now that you're on your way in. Okay, let's go ahead and we'll watch this video. So I'm not going to play the majority of it. because the majority of it is the police, you know, going and clearing room after room. But let me show you this, because it doesn't, they don't appear to have the affectation of a drill to me, okay? They appear to be on point, believing that there is an active shooter. I could be wrong. I'm not a cop, okay? I'm not there. I didn't get to witness it personally. But this is the feeling I get when I'm watching it. Now, you know, you might disagree with me. That's fine, okay? But keep it to yourself. Here we go. Watch this.
I'm making entry on the front side.
Okay, so Rex gets out of the car, runs to the back, opens up the trunk of his cruiser, pulls out his rifle. He's got excellent trigger discipline. Keeps that barrel pointed away from parents and children. He appears to be trained as an actual cop. So, Rex enters the building over here. And I'm going to go ahead and speed through this until we get to the entrance of the building. They hear gunshots.
Let's go. I need three.
Okay. He unlocks the door.
Let's go.
Enters the building. Calls his fellow officers. Now, here's the thing that... Here's what I don't understand. Why did they allow the alarm to keep going? Because this just... I mean, maybe... It creates a heightened sense of tension, and everybody knows there's an emergency, of course. But for the vast majority of this video, all they're doing is clearing the rooms, okay? So we're going to fast forward to the point at which they encounter the shooter. This is on the second floor, and this is still the first floor. Okay, here we are. They're going up the stairs. I will say this. This particular angle doesn't show as much as I think most people would like to. The second angle shows more. So that is the shooter firing at the police right there. Now the police enter the room. Goes down. Okay, hold on, hold on. Ah, shucks. Okay, hold on. I wanted to get the moment that she double taps. Okay. Well, you can see it right there. Okay, she just went down. Okay, that's the shooter right there. The officer just fired first shot. Boom, boom, drops, okay? They drop. They move in. They fire a couple more rounds into her body. And right there where they're covering up the gore, that would be where the blood would be. Now, someone had said, I don't see any blood. I don't see any blood either, but... Take this into account. When you stop someone's heart, their blood stops pumping, okay? Their body shuts down. So at that point, the blood is just simply going to ooze out of them. And it's not necessarily going to happen like it does in a movie. No, Alpha, it was a biological woman who identified as a man. That's the trans aspect of it. And I understand, you know, it's confusing. I think it's confusing for everybody. Because we're like, you know what? I thought it was this. I thought it was that. Okay.
Get your hand away from the gun!
All right. Person is not moving. There was a moment where they moved a little bit. But look, you can see blood right there. There was red. There was definitely red.
Go. Go.
Okay. Now, let's go to the second angle right here. And get up to the second floor. Cleared the rooms. Okay, now here they are going up the stairs.
Keep pushing. Go.
Go, boy.
Shots fired, move.
That might have been a kid back there.
Shots fired.
That's either a child or a parent right there. There would be no other reason for them to block that out. Okay, and of course they're not going to show that stuff.
Move.
Hey, you have a red team coming in.
Right. Push it, LPBO. Push it, LPBO. Go right.
Tap, tap.
Move.
Okay,
watch
now.
Stop moving!
Okay. That looked to me like you could see a ricochet of a bullet fragment right there. Okay? Let me just back that up a little bit.
Stop moving! Keep pushing. Go. Shots fired. Move. Right. Push it, LPBO. Go right.
Reloading.
Move.
Watch out. Okay, right there. There was a what appeared to be a projectile making contact. That move, the arm moves just a little bit, then it drops. Okay, but of course,
stop moving.
Okay, so that's the legs. That's the head. They're blurring out the head. This would allegedly be where the bullets made contact. Perhaps there were some other points of contact, but we're not seeing any of it anywhere.
Watch left. Suspect down.
Secondary provide security.
Hey, hold the air.
Now, the other aspect of this is we don't know where all of these bullet holes were supposed to have been. We don't know what the autopsy results are. We don't know what type of clothing the suspect was wearing. You know, I will cop to the fact that there is no visible blood, but I don't think that we can make a judgment call one way or the other if this was, you know, real or fake. I mean, we just don't have enough information. I think that over time that will come through. But what's important to me, what is most important to me, is the madness the left have created in America. And part of that madness has to do with the victimization of our children through their mutilation of their bodies, through the sexualization of them becoming the victims of these adult pedophiles, and the complete and utter brainwashing that these kids are going through, believing that they are somehow non-binary unicorns. This is an epidemic, and this is what I believe we should be focusing on. But of course, the left is not going to do that. Now, keep in mind, unless Joe Biden does an executive order, he's not going to be able to ban any type of weapons. And even if he does, then Congress is going to fight back. And of course, we have an opportunity to continue to fight back ourselves. But at the end of the day, I just don't feel we have enough data to say anything more than what we have. We do actually have the actual footage of this individual coming in. Now, I will say this. We saw red on the floor, but she was wearing a red hat. So that doesn't help us in any respect. This is the footage of her entering. Oh, look at that. That she was driving a Honda Fit. She was 28 years old, has a Thrasher sticker on the back, shot through the door. The door was not open as we initially thought. She came in and blew the windows out so that she could get in. Let's see what type of weapons she had. Okay, so she's got some type of, this is a 9mm. AR, that right there is probably a 223 or a 5.56. That looks like that can't be it. It's got a pistol brace. Okay, so that is not an SBR. M&P. It's probably a 9mm. All right. Here is the actual footage of her coming into the school, drives right over the sidewalk. We're going to fast forward to her actually entering the school. Here she comes up. She shoots. Okay, right there, at the very least, those are real bullets that are breaking through the glass. Now, there's no sound to this video, but this person is certainly methodically moving around. Looks like they do have a vest on, whether that's just like a TAC vest or if it's a bullet. Looks like it's just a tactical vest. I don't see any plates there, and she's not moving like she's wearing plates. And you can also tell from the way that she's walking, this is definitely a woman. Yeah, Janice, you're absolutely right. Gender dysphoria is real. There are people who will feel intrinsically that they were born inside the wrong bodies, but it is not at the rate that they are trying to convince people it is. It's certainly not at the rate that we need to be obsessed with it as a culture. And people like this person, Audrey Hale, were apparently upset that she didn't get called sir enough. You know, cut your hair. You know, maybe do something else to make yourself appear more masculine if that's what you want to identify as, you know. Also, I think it is so unhealthy for parents to give gender affirming care to their kids when they're that young, because those people, no one needs so many weapons. Archith Seshradahi, Archith News. Okay, yes. I find it weird how Congress will try to ban certain features, pistol brace, and they get destroyed by the internet for not knowing anything about guns. Then the next day, a mass shooting has those features they were trying to ban. Next, we will find out the FBI knew about this guy. I think we actually will. It's only a matter of time before it comes out that the FBI knew exactly who this person was. Oh, did one of the cop cars get shot? Yeah, look at that. One of the cop cars got shot from that crow's nest up there where Audrey Hale was. Very interesting. Very interesting. All right. So I think that's about all I've got to say about that. That's all of the new information that we have anyways. I guess I see that it's kind of divided in the chat. Some people saying they think it's fake. Some people saying they think it's real. Obviously, I think it's an ongoing conversation, and we can continue to have that. But in the meantime, I think the most important thing is that the left is abusing our children. The left is abusing the children of America. They are trying to brainwash them and turn them into sexual objects that they can use for their own sick desires and for their transhuman experiments. That's exactly what they're doing. They want to take dominion over the bodies of man. If scientists in this deep state cabal can become the owners of your genome and they can create whatever body you desire at any moment, then you are no longer a free man. You are no longer a child of God. You are the you are under the ownership of the deep state itself. Let me see. All right. So apparently this manifesto, as I said, was concerning Audrey Hale's former attendance at that school, and that she had maps. She was very detailed in her plan of attack. The manifesto had a meticulous level of planning to it. The police have said, we have a manifesto. We have some writings that we're going to take that pertain to this date, the actual incident, and we have a map drawn out of how all of this was going to take place. So I think probably the fact that she ended up there at that that spot in the second floor probably wasn't an accident. Okay, so but let's think about the aspects of the shooting that can be used to make an argument for guns being taken away from us. Certainly, pistol braces. Here's the thing. She didn't use that pistol brace in the way that she's supposed to. So I believe that there is no logical argument there to continue to make against pistol braces. The ATF has already reclassified them. I'm hoping that the current court case challenges that are being made against the ATF's pistol brace rule will allow us to overcome that possible narrative. Now, Yesterday, John and I were discussing the Twitter files information that came out not that long ago. Turns out that the IRS visited Matt Taibbi the morning of his scheduled testimony before Congress. Isn't that interesting that the IRS would show up to the home of a journalist to intimidate them on the day they were scheduled to testify before Congress? It's almost like the Biden regime sent the IRS out in a weaponized fashion to intimidate this journalist so that he wouldn't say what he knew, which was that the federal government at the hands of Twitter silenced the free speech rights of the American people. We know this happened. Well, it should come as no surprise that the ATF, which is a weaponized federal agency under the Biden regime, has also been weaponized against the people of the United States. Look at this. It just so happens on the very morning that this mass shooting in Nashville, Tennessee takes place, that the ATF shows up to one of the most well-known and well-established gun shops in Georgia. This is actually, I think, in Marjorie Taylor Greene's home area right there. Now, I don't know how Marjorie Taylor Greene and her other Georgia politicians knew to show up to this gun shop and to be there when the ATF arrived. But I will say this, it was a good photo op. Now, the other part of this is that this is not just like your average Georgia ATF drop by. Hey, guys, we're the ATF. We're just popping in to say, how you doing? And I hope you're doing everything legally. No, these were 16 agents from out of state who made a special trip to this particular federal licensed gun dealer. Now, why would they do that? You know, generally, I would think the ATF would be investigating crimes or the smuggling of weapons. But as we know, the ATF likes to show up where they're not wanted and set fire to compounds filled with women and children. They also like to victimize legitimate businesses. Now, the ATF, I'm certain, would like nothing more than for this gun shop to go out of business. So how is it that they decided to make this very special trip with all of these agents from out of state on the same day that this shooting took place in Nashville, Tennessee? Gosh, it's almost like they were well aware of it, too. And this is why I'm so excited to learn what the FBI knows about Audrey Hale and how long Audrey Hale was known to the FBI. I think we're probably going to find, just like every other mass shooter that I can name, that the FBI was aware of who they were aware of their intentions. Who knows? The FBI may have even helped Audrey Hale pick up the weapons that she used to ostensibly murder those children and the teachers. Now, the Biden White House has now called, of course, for lawmakers to ban what are so-called assault weapons. Assault weapons is a colloquial term. It's not a technical term. It's just a catch-all for weapons that look cool that the federal government and the legislators inside the Biden regime believe are somehow more deadly. Now, make no mistake, the roadmap to take all of your guns begins with the banning of, quote, assault weapons. If they can say, well, we need to get rid of AR-15s, we need to get rid of pistol caliber rifles, then the next thing they're going to do once they get those guns out of your hands is they're going to say they also now have to ban handguns. And then once they ban handguns, they're going to have to ban shotguns. And then once they ban shotguns, they're going to have to ban single shot bolt action rifles. And then once they ban that, they're going to have to ban muskets. And then once there's nothing left, people are going to be making cannons out of holes in the ground. I've seen them do it in Asia. It's actually pretty cool, but it doesn't stand up too well against a militarized police force and the federal government coming down on you with their own fully automatic weapons. So we had actually Right Side Broadcasting their president.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Present on Monday morning for the raid on this Georgia business as well. The ATF, for their part, was rather polite. They had a calm conversation with Marjorie Taylor Greene, but I would definitely call this a raid. Members of our Georgia delegation were present for an unprecedented ATF inspection at longtime and well-respected Adventure Outdoors in Smyrna, Georgia. After we questioned their motives and informed them of oversight and Republican-controlled appropriations, they all left. That sounds like a win to me. They were probably thinking, hey, you know what would be a really, really great photo op for the ATF? Show up to do a raid on a big gun store in Marjorie Taylor Greene's district. We're going to catch them up doing something illegal. And then, of course, we're going to blame Marjorie Taylor Greene. We're going to blame the guns. And then we'll blame that mass shooter we sent out in Nashville, Tennessee. The same one that we brainwashed and the same one that we provided weapons for. Allegedly, I'm just saying that may have happened. But what happened instead, thank God, for the presence of mind of RSBN and these Republican lawmakers to be there and to hold a sensible conversation with them. Looks like the ATF did not get what they wanted in this single drop-by unannounced visit. There are 20 inspectors that live in that district in the Atlanta area, which is near New Smyrna, Georgia. So the question is, why is it that those 20 ATF employees who live locally, why was it that they were not the ones doing the inspection? They probably flew all of these guys in from like New York, California, Oregon. They wanted to bring them from the most liberal places because they wanted them to have no connection to the business itself. Because if it was local ATF, local ATF agents maybe who knew this business owner, knew that they were legal, knew that they did everything above board, then perhaps they may have refused to do the inspection. This was a power play on behalf of the Biden regime and his weaponized ATF. And thank God there is nothing for them to play at. Thank you very, very much for being here, guys. If you would do me a favor, go ahead and hit that like button over there. And let's see. Mishy Me says, Mag, they are coming for your guns, though. Notice how the shooter, they're making sure you know there was a pistol involved. Yes, they are absolutely making sure you know there's a pistol involved. Because probably with the banning of, quote, assault rifles, they're just going to ban certain calibers. And if they ban, say, 9mm, which is a very common pistol caliber, I think I've got 3 9mm ARs, then immediately that's going to take the most popular caliber of weapon out of the hands of the most number of American citizens. Virtually everybody has a 9mm. They're not going to stop right there, okay? This is going to be a full-scale push and assault to take your guns away. And this is something that you must be at the forefront of in stopping. We cannot allow them to take any more of our Second Amendment and chisel away at any aspect of it. And I have said this on so many different occasions. Every single one of you that isn't a felon needs to own a firearm. And if you are a felon and you're not able to own a firearm, you know, maybe ask your spouse to purchase a firearm. Not for you, for their own personal use, but you just need to have a firearm in the house and you all need to know how to use it. Because I guarantee you there will be some point in your life where you either wish that you had a firearm or you will be thankful that you have a firearm. And even my mom, I got my mom a gun. My mom knows how to shoot now, which is something that 10 years ago, 5 years ago, never, ever would have thought that that would have happened. And good news, down here in Florida, they are on the verge of passing license-free concealed carry. Now, when you have your concealed carry permit down here, you get a gun right away. You don't have to do the three-day waiting period like they do in Florida. And you also have concealed carry reciprocity, I guess, with like 39 other states. I signed up to take the concealed carry class one time in the past, and then I was unable to go. But the gun club that I joined gives free classes like once a month. So the next one, I'm going to go. Finally going to get my concealed carry, and I can't wait. Can't wait for that. Can't wait for that. All right, you guys. So what else was I planning on talking about? Well, let me just say this. For the second half of the show, brought to you by both My Patriot Supply, go to preparewithredpill78.com. When you go to preparewithredpill78.com, you can get yourself stocked up with all of the... Hang on, let me actually go to the website. You can get yourself stocked up with all of your emergency food. Right now, you can save $200 on a three-month supply of emergency food at preparewithredpill78.com. This stuff is good for 25 years. There is 21 different types of food inside that bin. They are good for 2,000 calories a day, which is exactly what you need to survive and not lose weight. They are rugged. They are water sealed. They will not spill in a flood. They will stay completely closed. And if anything does happen, you know, may not be the best food because it's not fresh. Everybody should be eating fresh food. But heck, when it comes to the world ending, when it comes to the power going out, man, I will be so grateful that I have this stuff upstairs. Also, if you are interested in purifying your water, you can also go to onenessdrops.com. And when you go to onenessdrops.com, you can use code RP78 to save 15% on your own chlorine dioxide water purification kits. You can get it with the hydrochloric acid version, or you can get the chlorine dioxide with citric acid version. Now, go ahead and do your research. Also, make sure that you download the class that I had given you guys. I'm going to go ahead and drop that over here as well. Make sure that you sign up for this free class. This is a $450 value, and my friends at the Universal Antidote are giving it away for free because someone had donated a huge sum of money, allowing them to just pass it out. This is also the free Universal Antidote Chlorine Dioxide book, which is hundreds of pages, and it has all kinds, every information that you would possibly need to know. But onenessdrops.com, use code RP78. Prepare with redpill78.com. Save $200. Thank you very much to the sponsors of this program, and thank you to you for supporting my sponsors, because without the support of my sponsors, I would not be able to do this job. I would not be able to have the time and the resources to put in to bring you guys good information. I want to talk a little bit now about the situation that is currently ongoing, continuing to ongoing in Ukraine and in Russia. The Russian Federation is moving closer every day to getting an independent investigation into the cause of the Nord Stream pipeline bombing. Now, of course, the United States is not interested in an independent investigation. Why would that be? Well, I think that any reasonable person believes that the Biden regime, in some fashion, was directly responsible for the Nord Stream bombing of the pipelines. And I think Russia thinks that too. I think that Germany also believes that. And here's the thing. Russia is now demanding compensation for the damage that was done to their equipment. Now, Germany can also make an argument for damage that was done and that they deserve compensation as well. If Germany starts to pipe up and they're on the side of Russia, you know, wanting to know who did this and wanting to be paid back, well, it's going to make it a lot harder for the United States to cover that up. Personally, I think it's a good thing. I think that the United States, the current regime, rather, needs to get caught up in the lies, in the operations that they've been running to destabilize perfectly, you know, happy countries and to make the lives of their citizens all the worse. Russia, China, and Brazil all voted for this independent investigation into the Nord Stream attack at their United Nations Security Council meeting. Now, there are 12 other nations that are on the Security Council. All of them abstained. Well, these are all nations that are loyal to the United States. How much longer will they be loyal to the United States? You have the permanent Security Council members, which are the United States, UK, and France. You also have Albania, Gabon, Ghana, Malta, Mozambique, the UAE, Switzerland, Ecuador, and Japan. There have to be 9 votes in favor of a resolution in order for it to be passed and have any enforceable authority. So these nations that are not permanent members rotate out every now and then. It is possible that with continued pressure, Russia and the other nations such as Brazil and China may be able to secure the additional 6 votes that they need. Currently, under the immediate ownership and membership, rather, on the Security Council, I don't think it's going to happen. But I also don't think that Russia is going to drop this anytime soon. Now, what did the U.S. say? Well, they said the United States was not involved in any way, period. Well, take a look at some of the quotes from people like Victoria Nuland and Joe Biden's own State Department envoys, and I think that you might gain a different perspective. He says that Russia is trying to discredit the work of ongoing national investigations and prejudice any conclusions they reach that did not comport to Russia's predetermined and political narrative. These people are such wordsmiths, aren't they? They are absolutely at the forefront of propaganda and of misinformation. If we are talking about, say, sabotage by one or more actors, and thus far, the data indicates that such a large-scale act of sabotage and terrorist act on a critically important piece of infrastructure could not have been committed without the involvement of state actors and special state services with all the potential they can deploy. In this case, of course, that would be an entirely justified question. This is someone from Russia. Now, he is saying that this is only a hypothetical discussion. First, it is necessary to identify the persons responsible for the attacks. I think he makes an excellent argument. How can we say the United States had nothing to do with it if we don't have an investigation which can tell us one way or the other? This is just elementary, all right? Let's say someone breaks into your home. Your neighbor breaks into your home. And you don't know 100% conclusively that it was your neighbor. But you see your neighbor waltzing around wearing your wristwatch or has your wife's diamonds around his wife's neck. And so you call the police and you say, hey, you know, it's pretty likely that the culprit lives right next door. I have seen them kind of bragging about the fact that they have my possessions on their bodies. And the police show up and they go and question him. And he says, hey, this is a baseless attack. I had nothing to do with it. And you can't come in my house. And there's no reason for you to investigate this any further. And the cops just said, oh, okay. All right, sounds great. I'm going to take your word for it. You know, the United States right now is in the position of being able to bully a lot of the countries on planet Earth. But as we are seeing with the establishment of the BRICS nations and the movement away from the United States petrodollar, it places the United States in an ever precarious position, a position that is less likely to be used against the smaller nations who might need the United States. The United States, the Biden regime, has been steadily pushing the nations of the world closer to Russia and to China and to other nations that might help them out. What are we doing here? We can't take care of our own people. Our economy is in shambles. Everything is a mess. They don't know how to run a government or balance a budget. And if anyone in any position anywhere did a job like that being done by current United States politicians, they would be fired and they would never work in the industry again. Janice says, if a foreign actor blew up one of our pipelines, the whole world would have to stop until we found the culprit. Russia deserves to know who did it. You are absolutely right, Janice. If the roles were reversed, the United States would never rest. This would be the number one issue at the United States or the UN Security Council, and they would be heavily lobbying every single nation on Earth to vote in favor of an independent investigation being paid for by everybody else. And, of course, the United States taxpayer. And then they would have the predetermined ending for their investigation. They would already know. I mean, Russia knows this is the U.S. I know this is the U.S. You know this is the U.S. How long before Seymour Hersh is testifying at the United Nations or doing his own bit of reporting on this? You know, it's quite obvious that we know who did it, and if the roles were reversed, Janice is absolutely right. The United States would be up in arms. We would be forcing the entire world to talk about this. I mean, we're talking about billions of dollars. We're, not to mention the environmental impact that this has had on the Baltic Sea, that this has had on the air quality in the area. Absolutely insane. All right, so I want you guys to keep an eye out for the James O'Keefe, O'Keefe Media Group account on Twitter. I'm going to be following it very, very closely. I've already followed him. I shared it as soon as he created it. But it looks like he has a report which is scheduled to come out today. Do you remember that story a couple of months ago? We had discovered what appeared to be campaign finance money laundering that was being performed in Georgia. Raphael Warnock was receiving like max donations from unemployed people who looked like maybe they weren't real people at all, or perhaps they were just bums that a Democrat donor wrote a check in their name, but certainly not legitimate donors. Well, James O'Keefe and the O'Keefe Media Group have already gotten to work on their next expose. Well, I guess their very first expose, totally. And he teased it yesterday, actually went to the homes of a couple of different people. This is a very similar proposition to what we saw with Raphael Warnock in Georgia. And it appears that the Democrat Party has been laundering campaign donations through a variety of individuals throughout the nation, people who don't have enough money to donate in the way that they have, and certainly are probably receiving some sort of benefit by allowing their name to be used by the DNC. Have you guys ever thought to check your own name to see if the DNC is receiving donations in your name? I'm actually kind of interested to see if that's possible, because with the control they have over the voter registration lists and all of this powerful tools that they have to ensure that they know who is eligible to vote, who has voted, and who hasn't. I mean, think about every single one of those names that they cast a ballot in, whether it's a real person or not, if they were also making campaign donations using those people's names, who's going to know? Who's going to complain? Who's going to find out? Well, it looks like the O'Keefe Media Group, OMG, is going to do just that. So this is a vast network of donation harvesters, and we are talking about millions of dollars in harvesting. We are talking about hundreds of thousands of individual drops of illegal money, and we are talking about people crossing state lines. Remember Anna Kasparian talking about Kyle Rittenhouse? He crossed state lines. Well, that's not illegal. He legally owned the gun, and he was legally allowed to carry that weapon to protect himself and the people around him. Now, this is an instance where people are not legally allowed to take money and harvest it and then embed it into the system. So, right here, the first part of the investigation scheduled to drop today, the communications director, R.C. Maxwell, for OMG, said this. The previous mission was to get dozens of journalists across the country exposing stuff. The mission now is to get hundreds, maybe even thousands of people who are willing to do this, because what we've seen is that people are willing to do this. So the mission is to get them cameras. Not only that, but also the tools to actually engage in journalism, teach them the right questions to ask, teach them the the right legal rules to follow and teach them the right journalism ethics. Because I think that citizen journalists time and time again have proven to have better ethics than the corporate press, who are sometimes delving into people's personal lives, who are sometimes delving into non-newsworthy things and misconstruing them. We want these citizen journalists to be equipped to not opine, to just report the facts. And one way to do that is obviously to record those interactions, because recording, in my estimation, is better than note-taking. I would have to agree with him as well. Now, as we wait for this reveal from the O'Keefe Media Group, there was an interesting report that came out earlier today as I was getting ready for the show. In a new court filing from the federal government, it would appear that Sam Bankman-Fried had diverted millions of dollars of customer funds into an account that was then used to bribe Chinese government officials. This is a new indictment. More charges coming for SBF. Let's see this. What is the overt act that Sam Bankman-Fried engaged in? In furtherance of the conspiracy and to effect the illegal object thereof, the following overt act, among others, was committed and caused to be committed abroad. In or about November 2021, Samuel Bankman-Fried, a.k.a. SBF, the defendant, and others directed and caused the transfer of at least approximately $40 million in cryptocurrency intended for the benefit of one or more Chinese government officials in order to influence and induce them to unfreeze the accounts. So this sounds like SBF and FTX had accounts that were based in China that were potentially frozen by the Chinese government. Maybe they were accused of doing money laundering. That's probably what happened. And they used this $40 million to bribe the Chinese officials to get their accounts unfrozen. That sounds good. You know, glad they got the money back. Well, the only problem is they then took that money and they just put it into their own accounts. And as we know, the horrible thing that happened when SBF and FTX collapsed, a lot of people lost their entire life savings. SBF is looking at many, 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 many years behind bars. And the people who worked for him, the people who broke the law at his behest, they are all turning on him. So I don't think that SBF is going to get off on this one at all. Old Saucy says SBF is a Khazar. He probably is. I've never taken a look at his DNA, though, so I couldn't tell you that for certain. All right, let me see what else we have. Oh, yeah, I talked about this last night, but I forgot to mention it to you guys. A great irony is that the mother of the Nashville shooter also happened to be a massive, massive gun nut trying to take away the Second Amendment from people who would otherwise use it to protect their children and people who are beloved to them. I actually had one other thing in connection with that. We had a trans activist book burning that took place. And the day before, this goes back to my argument about, you know, calling out what needs to be called out. There were calls for violence in Tennessee over the trans and drag queen legislation that just passed. And then, of course, the next day, we have this trans person allegedly committing a mass shooting at a Christian school. We had far left extremists and militant trans activists who called for violence in the following ways. In regards to the Tennessee legislature's vote to give youth 1 year to detransition. So this is providing the framework for someone who believes they might have made a mistake and don't want to continue living as the alternate sex or as the alternate gender. They can use this legislation to become their original gender. So Blackheart Sora says this is what genocide looks like. By making it available for people to say that I think I made a mistake and I changed my mind. I don't want to be trans anymore. And then this person says these people forcing youth to detransition have names and addresses. Why would they point that out? Well, Antifa is famous for doxing people, for harassing them, for showing up at their homes, and for attempting to harm them physically in the real world. Wobot says, you let me know where I can get my hands on ricin, and we're in business. That is an overt threat of terrorism by people on the left. And then, of course, the next day we have the shooter. Now, we also received word earlier. Oh, yeah. And, of course, they're burning Harry Potter books because J.K. Rowling is a TERF, a trans exclusionary radical feminist. I think that trans people have every right in the world to exist, but I even more think that women have the right to exist. And right now, women are having their roles in society, their very existence erased. They are looking to replace biological females with trans females, which for all intents and purposes are not the same thing. We are talking about apples and oranges, and you can hand me an apple that's been colored orange all day, and when I bite into it, it's still going to be an apple. And the same goes for a banana. Dress a banana up like a pineapple, and it's always going to taste like a banana. Put lipstick on a pig, and it's still a pig. Rand Paul has a staffer that was stabbed multiple times by knife in broad daylight. I don't know who the stabber was, but I know that Rand Paul and his staff have been targeted numerous times in the past for his conservative points of view. This individual had been released from prison one day before the attack. Kind of sounds to me like maybe he was released so that he could commit the attack. I mean, you've got to be a real special kind of nutter to get out of prison, and the first thing you think to do is, I'm going to go stab Rand Paul's aide in Washington, D.C. So he was stabbed multiple times in broad daylight in D.C. over this past weekend. We got word about it late yesterday. The man is alive. Well, the staffer is alive. I don't know if it's a man or a woman. I'm just assuming it's a man because the suspect is a 42-year-old black male named Glenn Neal. And this took place after the staffer left Saul Mexican Grill. Now, Glenn Neal has stated that the police have now, well, he's stating to the police that the voices in his head told him to do it. Now, this was an attack that was done with a knife. You're not hearing anybody on the left say, we need to ban knives, okay? We got to get rid of knives. No, they're saying only that we need to get rid of guns. Well, once the guns are gone, crazy people like this guy will still find knives, and then they will still find ways to kill people. And, you know, don't let them tell you that a knife can't do a lot of damage. If you have a knife in a crowd of people, you could very quickly, you know, make your way around you in a circle, and you got 10 people dead in a matter of moments. Now, how did he get out of prison? Who let him out of prison and why? He got out on Friday, and the stabbing occurred on a Saturday. He spent 12 years behind bars for compelling two North Carolina women to engage in prostitution through the use of threats. He was a human trafficker. Let's call it what it is, okay? He forcibly was trafficking women, threatening them with violence if they didn't engage in prostituting for his benefit. He is your average, everyday street hustler pimp who now also happens to hear voices. The arrest, I don't know if it happened immediately thereafter, but let's see, at approximately 5:17 p.m., members of the 1st District were dispatched to the listed location, which is the Saul restaurant. Upon arrival, they located an adult male stabbing victim. The victim was transported to a local hospital for treatment of life-threatening injuries. And then on Saturday, as a result of the investigation, we had the arrest of 42-year-old Glenn Neal. He was arrested in another location and charged with assault with intent to kill. So Glenn is probably going to be spending a lot more time behind bars. Thank God they didn't pass that law in D.C., which would, like, you know, totally lower the penalties on so many of these crimes. Rand had this to say. This past weekend, a member of my staff was brutally attacked in broad daylight in Washington, D.C. I ask you to join Kelly and me in praying for a speedy and complete recovery and thanking the first responders, hospital staff, and police for their diligent actions. We are relieved to hear the suspect has been arrested. At this time, we would ask for privacy so everyone can focus on healing and recovery. Rand Paul, such a class act. I love that guy. I think that he's great. I love his positions on stuff. And when he's ready to jump back in the ring to run for president, I think I'm going to be supporting him. Now, this arrest has been made in reference to the assault, and that was on Saturday in the 1300 block of H Street. No information beyond that. Now, we are still waiting for that James O'Keefe story to come out, and I can't wait to see it. All right, guys, thank you very much for being here today. And I tried chatting on Twitter, and it says broadcaster limited chat. I've never limited the chat over on Twitter, and I don't know. Hang on, let me see. Hang on. Yeah, there's no way for me to specify. I tried chatting on. There's no way for me to specify whether or not chat should be allowed. Like, it's really kind of complicated over on Twitter. Like, it's not real easy. But yeah, so. Anyways, thank you very much for being here. I appreciate you guys hanging out with me today. Do me a favor, please hit that like button. Please help me out by sharing the show. Let me give these thank yous over here to Chopside TMC posted what appears to be the butt and stock of a rifle with a knife attached to the front. That's great. Okay, Filter Dog 1 says, thanks for helping make sense of the madness. Thank you very much for always having a level head yourself. Nikki the Greek, thank you for that cookie. Filter Dog 1 says, one of the female children was the daughter of Pastor Scruggs. Yes, I did speak with John about that last night. It's tragic. That makes me think that her death was even more specifically targeted than simply just the shooting at the school itself. Redeemed Patriot, I was born with a body God gave me. Deal with it or take it up with him. I think you're absolutely right. I think that too many people rely upon surgery and things outside of themselves to make them happy. God gave you your mind. He gave you your will. He gave you your body. It's your choice how you use that while you're here. And there are so many things that you can do to ensure that you are healthy, happy, and that you look and feel great. And I encourage you to do all of them. I think after this, I'm going to go for a bike ride. Then let's see, Redeem Patriot. Thank you again. Just Duckies says, thank you for breaking down stories the way that they should be, how the news was meant to be. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate that. Pacific Northwest Sasquatch says, this is so sad on so many levels. Yeah, I mean, it's tragic. You know, I mean, either any way you slice it, like, there is nothing good about the story. I take no joy in reporting that a mentally ill person who was born a woman and identifies as a man went in and killed some people. Like, there is nothing good about that. You know, I mean, like, you can take a little bit of comfort in recognizing that I think the mask has been ripped off on these people and their radical trans agenda, their agenda to sexualize and change children in irreparably harmful ways. We cannot allow this to happen. We as parents, we have to take a direct role in the education of our children and ensure that these types of things are not happening. Chapman out there, she is huge on all this stuff. SEL, you know, they are attempting to brainwash your children. They are trying to turn your children against you. They want your children to believe that they were born in the wrong bodies and that they shouldn't have children of their own and that they shouldn't have families and that they shouldn't have community and they shouldn't have anything that made America great. They want to make America a shithole country while we want to make America great again. Love you guys. Let's see. Just Duckies. The transhuman agenda is meant to further drive a divide between God. We are made in his image. Absolutely. 100%. M the Painter says the war is fake, controlled. Death and destruction are real. Outcome known. It's real, but somehow controlled. You're absolutely right. Everything we're seeing is orchestrated on some level. But the cost, the actual effects, whether it's mental or physical, those are 100% real. But yes, this whole thing, it's orchestrated. T. Webbs says, similar questions arise to the MSU shooting, where they couldn't catch the shooter until the feds got there. They also quit talking about it because he was a black male who had a prison record. Let's see, Lou Ann V, thank you for those shades. Okay, how do you tag people on Rumble? It doesn't happen automatically. You just have to hit the @ and then Real Red Pill 78 GF. And I would hope, you know, I would think that it would pop up, but it doesn't. It just shows their name and then somebody can see it. I don't think you even get a notification on it. But thank you, Luann. AL and Godwins, thank you for that can. Napkinator 79, appreciate that phone. And then also another can. RP, I saw JR briefly on Bannon today, broadcasting in East Palestine. That's amazing. Good for JR. He is going to run for Congress again. And you know that he has my 100% support. Jennifer M., thank you for that cookie. Dale Bercier, thank you for those gold pills. So, honey, if you, I don't know. I guess I'm, all I know is that you can type somebody's name at real, maybe you have to do it exactly how it's spelled. If that's the case, pill 78GF. And, yeah, see, all it is just somebody's name. That's it. What? Who says you're a blowhard? Rumble is stepping up the game. What does that little whale? No, the whale. I don't know what the whale means. I think the whale might mean that you're a mod. I don't know. I don't know. I don't really know. Anyways, let me just make sure I didn't miss anything over here. Also, you guys, I hit 183. Oh, it means you donated. Did I miss donations? Hold on. Oh, I didn't know. I didn't get any donations today, so I don't know. Maybe it just means you donated in the past. Okay, let me just check over here on Cash App and Buy Me a Coffee. I don't think there's anything. Catherine. Catherine said, thank you, Zach. Enjoyed your company tonight. Awesome. Thank you so much, Catherine. I appreciate you. And then over here on Buy Me a Coffee, just making sure someone said, thank you, Zach. Your reporting on the news is definitely top-notch. Good luck to you and real Red Pill 78 girlfriend. All right. Okay. And honey, she says, I know how to do that. I thought you said it was available as well. Well, no, I think that before when you would type someone's name, you do the at symbol and then their screen name, it would just show up in the chat. But now it's like when you do that, you can actually click that at, and I think that it will go to somebody's account. So my name in the chat, because my channel name is Redpill78, but my actual account name that I use to chat, it's weird how you've got it set up on Rumble, it's Redpill78 News, because somebody else stole the name Redpill78 before I made my channel on Rumble. Yeah, I couldn't do it. It was crazy. All right. Anyways, guys, love you much. Thank you very much for being here. I'm going to go ahead and pass out the gold pills now. Let me say one more thank you to Jukani over on the Foxhole for that phone. Says, God bless. Did you guys happen to see that the Foxhole made an appearance at Donald Trump's rally in Waco, Texas the other night, right behind the president? They were celebrating the Foxhole. I thought that was really, really cool. All right. The Scratching has been released. Good luck, everyone. God bless. I'll see you tonight. Guys, please hit that like button on your way out. Do me a favor. If you're watching at home and you're on Roku, just go to your computer. Go to your computer. Go to rumble.com/redpill78. Just go to my channel. Hit that like button. If you haven't made a Rumble account, you can make a Rumble account. It's free. You don't have to give them your real name or anything like that. You can make something up. Just have to have an email that you can access so that you can check out the account. Then you'll be able to log in. Then you'll be able to so easily support the program. If you don't want to like the Rumble channel, if you don't want to hit the gold pill over on Foxhole, you can always support the channel through Buy Me a Coffee, Cash App, my website, redpill78news.com, or, of course, you can support the sponsors, which can be found in the links in the description of this video. Thank you very, very much. I really appreciate it. Good luck, everyone, and God bless. We'll see you.